This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The procedure for Salat al-Eid, it's something that, you know, twice a year, maybe sometimes people forget the exact procedure of it, so I'd like to take a minute just to explain. Salat al-Eid, Eid al-Fitr specifically that we are praying, is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's considered also wajib according to some of the scholars. And Salat al-Eid is performed on the morning of the Eid prayer after the sun has risen. For those curious about intention, it is just the intention of praying two rak'ahs of Salat al-Eid. The procedure for Salat al-Eid is that it somewhat resembles the Friday prayer, but is a little bit distinct and different in that we will pray first and have the khutbah afterwards. Typically with Jumu'ah, we're used to the khutbah first and then the prayer. Today in Eid prayer, inshallah, we're going to be offering the prayer first, followed then by the khutbah, the sermon. The prayer of Eid is وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. What is special about the Eid prayer is that it has what we call a takbiratu za'ida. There are extra takbirat. We say Allahu Akbar an extra number of times. And the way that the procedure works is that Salat al-Eid is two rak'ahs, two units. In the first rak'ah, when we start Allahu Akbar and we tie our hands, then after that, we will have three extra takbirat, three additional takbirat. Said loudly, I will kind of elongate them so that you are able to distinctly identify them. Allahu Akbar. And with each one, you are to raise your hands and then release your hands to your side. Then we'll do the second one and the third one. After the third takbirah, extra takbirah, then we will tie our hands and we'll have the recitation of the Quran and we'll complete the rak'ah as usual. When we stand up for the second rak'ah, we will stand up, we will have the recitation as usual. Before going into ruku'ah, we will have three extra additional takbirat. Once again said very loudly, I will prolong them so you can identify them. We will raise our hands with each one of them, Allahu Akbar, and we'll say them. You release your hands all three times. And then after that, I'll say a fourth short takbir with which we'll go into the ruku' and then complete the rak'ah as usual. After the prayer is concluded, a lot of times it's instinctual because we're used to Jumu'ah that we get up and start to move around and get distracted. Remain seated and remain quiet because the khutbah is after the prayer. I will begin the khutbah. The khutbah, once again, will have two portions where the khatib sits between the two khutbahs. And كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يكثر التكبيرات في خطبة العيدين. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say an excessive number of takbirat in the khutbah itself. So while I'm giving the khutbah, I will be saying the takbirat. Do not recite along with me. The khutbah is for listening. After the khutbah is done, two portions, then inshallah, we'll then commence all the different festivities and congratulations and things like that. So that's the procedure of the Salat al-Eid. Salat al-Eid does not have an adhan nor an iqama, but rather we will stand up and start to straighten the rows and then we will begin the prayer. So if everyone can stand up inshallah and start to straighten the rows. Inshallah, look to your right and left. Make sure that the rows are straight. We'll give just an extra few moments for some of the overflow so that they are able to form the lines and straighten the rows as well, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله علي الذات عظيم الصفات سمي السمات كبير الشأن جليل القدر رفيع الذكر مطاع الأمن جلي البرهان فخيم الاسم غزي العلم وسيل حلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء عميم الإحسان سريع الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسود والأحمر المنعوت بشرح صدر ورفع الذكر وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين وادعوه فإنه مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وهو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويعفو عن السيئات ويعلم ما تفعلون الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us the blessing of another month of Ramadan. And we are congregated and gathered here saying the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He commands us on the blessed day of Eid al-Fitr. A conversation that we've all been having in these last few days, maybe the last week or so, and a thought that's been on our mind over these last few days and nights is how do we proceed and how do we continue? That the month of Ramadan came with its blessings and it came with its inspiration and its motivation, where we were able to do things and we were able to achieve and accomplish things that we didn't know that we were capable of or that we didn't know that were possible. And all of that is a great, profound blessing. And we look back at it with gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allowed for us to be able to do all of that. However, at the same time, we wonder about the days that lie ahead. The days as they become weeks and months, where will we be spiritually and what will our situation and condition be? I myself was thinking a lot about that as well. And it made me come back to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the Quran, and specifically a couple of verses of the Quran that I found very comforting, very encouraging, and very insightful. In Surah An-Najm, in Surah number 53, in Ayah number 31, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To Allah alone belongs all that which is in the heavens and all that which is in the earth. Everything belongs to Allah. Everything was created by Allah, was made by Allah, lives and exists under the jurisdiction and the command and the authority of Allah. And so we are all ultimately at the mercy of Allah. But then Allah tells us, لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا. And that Allah will give the compensation, if you will. Allah will give the consequences of those who do evil for what they have done wrong. وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى. But those who strove in excellence, those who strove to do good, those who lived a life of righteousness, those who did good, that Allah will reward them with that which is excellent, which is remarkable, which is amazing. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows us better than we know ourselves. So Allah tells us, what does that mean to strive for excellence and to do good? الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشِ. They are those people who are constantly in the effort of abstaining from the major evils, the major sins that we are familiar with, taking of a life unjustly, fornication, adultery, theft and stealing, associating partners to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that they are those who strove for excellence and receive the most beautiful reward. They are those who were constantly involved in the effort of abstaining from major evil and shamelessness. But then Allah says something. إِلَّا لَمَمْ. Except for some minor things here and there. This word lamam is very fascinating. The scholars explain that this word lamam means that some minor indiscretions, or even if they are some major indiscretions, but لَا يَعُودُ إِلَيْهِ وَلَا يَعْتَادُهُ وَلَا يُعَاوِدُهُ, that they do not persist on that evil. بَلْ يَتُوبُ مِنْهُ. But everyone makes mistakes. We're all going to make mistakes. And that is not to give us a free pass, but that at the same time is to create a framework and a mindset that is sustainable. Because the first time that we falter, the first time we sleep through fajr, or the first time that we forget an obligation, or the first time that we commit an indiscretion, then how do we not become hopeless in that situation? How do we not lose sight of the ultimate goal? And how do we not lose hope in the mercy of Allah? Allah tells us, إِلَّا لَمَمْ. Everyone will make mistakes. But as long as when you make a mistake, you do not persist on it, you are not insistent on it, you are not trying to justify it, you are not being deliberate with it, you made a mistake, you recognize the mistake that you made, you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you try your best not to go back to it. But you don't persist on it. Because Allah says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. Because indeed your Lord, His forgiveness is vast. He is vast in terms of His forgiveness. إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah says, my mercy encompasses everything. It is unfathomable. So my forgiveness and my mercy, Allah says, is very vast and all-encompassing. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِكُمْ. He knows you better than you know yourself. إِذْ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. From the time that you were clay. Like from the time that you were, you didn't even exist, but your forefather, your ancestor, Adam alayhi salam, before he was even in the form of a human being, when he was clay, Allah knew that you would exist one day. Allah had decreed and destined that you would exist. You were existed in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah knew exactly how He would create you and what capacity you would have, what ability you would possess, what you would be capable of and not capable of, the fact that you might make mistakes, you might falter here, there, stumble and fall along the way. Allah knew all of that. وَإِذْ أَنْتُمْ أَجِنَّةٌ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. Allah knew exactly who you were, who you are and what you are from the time when you were in the wombs of your mothers. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. So Allah tells us one thing. Don't be self-righteous. Don't be indignant. Don't try to, you know, perch yourself up on the pedestal of piety. Don't think that you're above reproach. Don't think you're above being reminded. Don't think you're above being corrected. Don't be too big or too arrogant to be able to admit your mistake. But rather, when you make a mistake, then ask Allah for forgiveness. Repent to Allah. Be humble before Allah. When Allah sends you someone to give you a reminder, to be able to help guide you back onto the straight path, take that reminder, thank Allah, and ask Allah for forgiveness and be humble. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best those people who have God consciousness and righteousness within their hearts. I recited the verse of the Quran from Surah Ash-Shura, in which Surah number 42, in which Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقَبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. This verse is very fascinating because of the language that Allah uses. That He, Allah, is the one who continuously accepts repentance from His servants. وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And He continuously wipes your slate clean, removes your sins from you. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Even though He knows what you're going to do tomorrow, that you're going to make mistakes, you're going to mess up. And Allah knows that. But as long as you are sincere, you tried your best, you tried hard. And the moment that you messed up, the moment that you slipped up, the moment you made a mistake, you are not too arrogant or too deluded to be able to put your hands out before Allah and ask Allah for forgiveness. And as long as we continue to do that, as long as we remember that lesson, Allah will accept our repentance and Allah will wipe our slate clean and forgive us. I wanted to share a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that has always struck me very, very deeply. This is a narration narrated by Abu Dhal Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's mentioned in the Sahih of Imam Muslim that the Prophet ﷺ, he told the companions one day, إِنِّي لَأَعْلَمُ آخِرَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ دُخُولًا الْجَنَّةَ. That the Prophet ﷺ said, I can tell you about, I am aware of the last person that will enter paradise. وَآخِرَ أَهْلِ النَّارِ خُرُوجًا مِنْهَا. And the last person to leave hell. And the Prophet ﷺ says, رَجُلٌ. It is a man, يُؤْتَى رَجُلٌ يُؤْتَى بِهِ. That a person that will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for reckoning, yawm al-qiyamah. And at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the angels, أَعْرِضُوا عَلَيْهِ صِغَارَ ذُنُوبِهِ وَارْفَعُوا عَنْهُ كِبَارَهَا. Only put his minor sins in front of him. And do not bring out right now the records and the registers of his major sins. Not the major sins that he committed. Just the minor indiscretions that he might have committed on a day-to-day basis. Only bring those out right now. فَتُعْرَضُ عَلَيْهِ صِغَارُ ذُنُوبِهِ فَيُقَالَ عَمِلْتَ يَوْمَ كَذَا كَذَا وَكَذَا وَعَمِلْتَ يَوْمَ كَذَا كَذَا وَكَذَا. And his sins, minor sins will be presented before him, and then he'll be told, on such and such day you did X, Y, and Z. And on such and such day you committed these sins. فَيَقُولُ نَعَمْ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ أَنْ يُنْكِرَ وَهُوَ مُشْفِقٌ مِنْ كِبَارِ ذُنُوبِهِ أَنْ تُعْرَضَ عَلَيْهِ. He will say yes, he will own it, he will admit to it, he will confess to it. And because these are only his minor sins being presented to him, he will very quickly agree because he's afraid that if he puts up a little bit of a fight, then maybe his major sins will be brought out. So he'll agree, he'll confess, and he'll accept. فيقال, and it will be said to him, فَإِنَّ لَكَ مَكَانَ كُلِّ سَيِّئَةٍ حَسَنَةً. And then Allah will say to him that in exchange for every sin that is present before you, in exchange for every sin that you just confessed to and admitted to, all those sins will be converted to good deeds. فَيَقُولُ. And so then all of a sudden, He'll scream. He'll say, Rabbi, Rabbi. My Lord, my Lord. قَدْ عَمِلْتُ أَشْيَاءَ لَا أَرَاهَا هَاهُنَا. He'll say, my Lord, my Lord. There are much bigger sins that I committed that I don't see here in front of me. If you're converting my sins to good deeds, then I have a bunch of doozies. We need to bring those out as well. فَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الضَّحِكَ حَتَّى بَدَتْ نَوَاجِذُهُ. And then the Sahabi says, I looked at the Prophet, as the Prophet ﷺ was saying this, and I was staring at him and listening intently, I saw the Prophet ﷺ laugh and smile to the point where I could see his teeth. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to try hard. We have to be sincere. We have to be humble. But at the same time, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe our days won't quite resemble the days of Ramadan, and maybe our nights won't quite resemble the nights of Ramadan. But we keep trying hard, being sincere, and never losing hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim, wa nafa'ani wa iyaakum bil ayati wa dhikri al-hakim. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimin, fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded us about the day of Eid, لا تصوم في هذه الأيام. Do not fast on this day. فإنها أيام أكل وشرب وبيعال. Because these are the days to eat and drink, enjoy the blessings of Allah, and spend time with loved ones. So, as a mandatory reminder, because the reminder is beneficial and helpful to all of us, do also remember to enjoy this day. Celebrate this day, particularly with family, friends, community members, loved ones. And a few reminders to myself and to everyone that, first and foremost, let's practice the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and not be exclusive. But open our hearts, open our arms, and open our homes and our gatherings to people who don't maybe come from the exact same tribe or village or country or nationality or ethnicity that we come from. Not just the people that we hang out with all the time, but our community is big and our community is beautiful. So broaden your scope a little bit and discover and experience the beauty of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Secondly, that reach out to people. There might be those that are far from us in distance, but that doesn't mean that they need to be distant from our hearts. Reach out to people, talk to people. We have more facilities of communication, more tools at our disposal to be able to communicate across long distances. But maybe more of our relationships are estranged in spite of that than ever before. So try to mend the relationships, reach out to people, talk to people, and mend the hearts and bring the hearts together on this beautiful, blessed day. Thirdly, as a reminder, that make sure that for those who have been given the blessing, the beautiful gift, as Allah refers to in the Quran as a gift, the gift of children, make sure that our children are able to enjoy this day and really for it to be something special and memorable for them. And fourthly, that we still have our obligations and commitments to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most important one of that is our daily prayers. Let's try to be mindful to maintain our daily prayers. It just takes 5 minutes of our time. But let's really, truly express and show gratitude to Allah for all of our blessings by making sure that we stop and we pray. And lastly and finally, this is kind of breaking one of my cardinal rules for giving khutbah. I've told the students for decades not to do this. But at the same time, because of just the sheer number of questions and all the curiosity that there is about praying Jumu'ah on the day of Eid. All right. I've been inundated with questions for days, text messages, So I just thought I'd just put it out there once. So technically speaking, there is a difference of opinion on the matter, but it stands that the vast overwhelming majority of our scholars, Ammatul Fuqaha wa Aktharuhum, are of the opinion, the vast overwhelming majority of the scholars and the practice of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ was that when Eid falls on the day of Friday, we still perform the Jumu'ah prayers. If you come across someone who is practicing the other opinion, there is a minority opinion that allows that if somebody attended the Eid prayer, then they can just pray Dhuhr, they don't have to attend the Jumu'ah. But the majority opinion is to still attend the Jumu'ah, particularly for those that whom it is mandatory upon. That is my recommendation to my community as well, that inshallah try to attend the Jumu'ah prayer. And I can't speak for anyone else, but over here we'll try to keep it short and sweet inshallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our worship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our charity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to maintain a relationship with the Quran. May Allah continue to strengthen our relationship with Him. May Allah bless our homes, bless our families, bless our communities. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and preserve the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah alleviate the suffering of the ummah around the world. Our brothers and sisters who are suffering today, who are struggling today, may Allah make it easy for them. May Allah bless them. May Allah grant them dignity. May Allah grant them freedom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free them from the shackles of their suffering. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate their status in this world and life of the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve our future generations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to always be connected to this deen and to always be in the service of the religion of Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Kullu aam wa antum bi khair. Barakallahu feekum. Eid Mubarak, everyone.